Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I need to file a claim.
All right. And what is that social?
419-021268.
And just to confirm, that's 419-021268.
021268. 419-021268.
All right, and I do apologize for that. It looks like you've never filed for unemployment before.
No, not
all right.
My gosh, not. I've been at this job for 23 years, almost 23 years.
All righty, and what is your first name?
Denise. D-E-N-I-S-E.
And your last name?
Shores, S-H-O-R-E-S.
And what's your date of birth, Miss Shores?
08-02-1961.
All righty, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, sir.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, not. No, I just. No, I'm not disabled.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school, including any time you did college?
10th.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have a driver's license, Ms. Shores?
Yes, I do.
In what state is that?
Alabama.
And what is the driver's license number?
Okay, let me do that thing out. All right, it's 451-6633.
So 451-6633.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Ms. Shores, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. Is that into a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right. And what is the routing number?
Okay. Routing number is 26-227-5835.
And just to confirm, that is 26-227-5835.
Yes, sir.
And what is the account number?
5100-261-7966.
All right, and just to confirm, that is 5100-261-7966.
Yes, sir.
All right, and what is a good mailing address for you?
2315 Hurricane Creek Road, Gurley, Alabama, 35748.
35748. All right. And just to confirm, that is 2315 Hurricane Creek Road, Gurley, Alabama, 35748.
Yes.
All right. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, sir.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, sir.
And what is a good phone number to reach you at?
256-379-3140.
And just to confirm, that's 256-379-3140.
Yes, sir. That's a home phone. I'm not hardly gone, but do you need a cell phone number just in case?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay?
Yes, sir.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Gadsden, Albertville, New Market, Florence, none of the above.
New Market. I used to live in New Market.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Agro Insurance, Available Plastics, Marathon Plant, Simon & Simon, or none of the above?
Available Plastics.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1983 Pontiac Bonneville, a 1987 Chevrolet R30, a 1988 Mercedes-Benz 190, or a 1991 Isuzu Impulse?
None of the above.
Alrighty. Which of the following street addresses have you ever been associated with? 1021 21st Street, 521 Saddlewood Road Drive, 623 Brock Road, 77 Piney Top Road, or none of the above?
623 Brock Road.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 104 4th Street, 1212 12th Place, 238 Deer Run, 6 Beach Hills, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, sir.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, sir.
And what is the last day that you worked?
Alrighty. 22.
And Ms. Shore, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a worker's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 20, maybe 30. I guess it really just depends on... I live on the back roads and stuff. I mean, I have my car runs, but I mean, it's... You know,
right.
Yeah.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Well, see, I don't know how to... I know what I was making. I was making 17.
All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I what, sir?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, I don't believe. No.
Are you part of a union?
No.
Okay. That's all that question is asking, is if you're part of a union and if you get work through them.
Oh, no.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Oh, no.
All right. What was your job title?
I was a supervisor.
And are you looking for work in that same occupation?
No, not really. I mean, it don't matter, no, sir. I just got to have something coming in.
Right. And who's your employer?
It was Available Plastics.
All right. And do you remember their phone number?
Yes, sir.
And what is that phone number?
256-859-4957.
Okay. And when did you start working there?
I started working there May, well, I become permanent May the 26th of 1997.
And you said May the 26th?
Yes, sir.
Of 1997. I hadn't even been born yet. And you said that your last day of work was on the 7th?
Yes, sir.
And where was that work? Where was Available Plastics located?
Oh, it's located at 5020 Beachmont Jordan Road. Or it's Beachmont, but it's off. Okay, it's Beachmont. It's off of Jordan Road. Huntsville, Alabama. 35801, I believe, sir. I mean, I worked out all that, and then it's...
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why do you no longer work for the company?
They downsized. They downsized after all these years. We got slow in where I was working in fabrication. And, I mean, when they handed me the paper, I said, am I going to be able to draw my unemployment? He said, yes. He said, so, I mean, that's all I know. When they handed me the paper, and they're just saying, due to fabrication work got slow, they didn't need as much supervision and all this. I think they're kind of full of crap, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying. As long as I can... do something. I got to find a job, you know.
Or right.
Draw what I've paid in or something, you know.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All righty. And do you have a pen and paper?
Sure do. I can write on the back of this thing I got from them, can't I? From my employer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So your temporary PIN number is 6861.
6861, okay.
All right, and I'd keep that handy because I am going to give you some more information you're going to need, okay?
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And update your online resume.
Alabama Works, alabama.gov?
Yes. And Alabama is spelled all the way out, so it's alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And Alabama is spelled out.
It's spelled all the way out, .gov?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
If you file via the internet, hold on, no. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752.
752.
7389.
7389. And that was the what number, sir?
That's if you wish to file your weekly certification by phone.
Okay. Weekly certification by phone. By phone.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday.
Sunday, no later than 5, okay.
Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, meaning that this coming Sunday, which is the 20th, you'll be able to start making your weekly certifications. And you have all the way until 5 p.m. on Friday to make that certification, and you do it just once a week.
Okay. I have, so I can this Sunday, and then I can either do it, like you said, on the internet.
Or by phone. By phone.
And the by phone was the 752-7389.
Yes.
Okay. Is that a 1-800?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions regarding your... If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions regarding the information, please contact our inquiry department at 1-800. Three, six, one, 4524.
4524?
Yes, ma'am.
4524, okay.
All right, Ms. Shore, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, sir. I don't know.
All right.
I reckon. Just was wondering what that self pin was, and I have to remember that. That's that 6861 number on that, because you told me that was an important number to remember.
Yes, ma'am. So that number is your easiest way to remember it, last two of your social, last two of your date of birth.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Any more questions?
No, sir.
All right. Then thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I wish you the best of luck and have a happy Valentine's Day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.